Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg and Mombela 29, Tzaneen 33 degrees.
In Dipsuit on the N14 westbound, that collision before the R511 exit.
It's on to week four of the Autumn Nations series, and the focus for us, the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, where the box lock horns with the Dragons. And Lewis Hamilton goes fastest in the first practice at the Las Vegas Grand Prix.
We start in Soweto, where the family of a boy who died in a suspected food poisoning incident in Diepkloof says they're outraged. 5-year-old Siyabongo Mnisi died after eating snacks bought from a local spaza shop. Cliff Shiko was in the area and filed this report.
Speaking to Jacaranda FM News, the family says the owner of the shop was told to close some weeks ago, but he refused. Siyabongo Mnisi was a grade R pupil at Dumezweni Primary School in Diepkloof. Family spokesperson Melon Diamond says the shopkeepers kept expired food in their stock on purpose, knowing that they do not eat the food they are selling to the community. The Gauteng government says it will help the family with the funeral costs. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Defence Minister Angie Motshekga says despite the numerous challenges facing the South African National Defence Force, it is capable and ready to protect the country. The Auditor General's report for the 2023 and 2024 highlights rampant unauthorised expenditure in the department to the tune of 3.4 billion rand. At the same time, only two of the SANDF's jets are operational.
As a department, we have all the things that you need. But I'm saying with what we have, we are confident we can be able to do the basic that protects our integrity. We think we're capable enough to defend ourselves, to defend our people, and to defend the country.
On to crime-related matters, and the Gauteng Health Department has condemned the robbery of three Tshwane ward-based primary health outreach team members in Soshanguve. The department spokesperson, Molatile Modiba, says while the team were executing their duties, four men approached them with one brandishing a firearm. They then proceeded to rob them of their laptops and cell phones.
Unfortunately, the attacks on healthcare workers will have dire consequences insofar as health outcomes is concerned, because it is already undermining the department's drive to take health services closer to communities.
In other big news this morning, the South African government has welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister and Hamas leader. It's termed the development as significant. Here's international relations spokesperson Crispin Beattie.
The South African government regards the arrest warrants issued by the ICC as significant developments. We call upon the global community to uphold the rule of law and ensure accountability for human rights violations. And we also call upon all state parties to act in accordance with the obligations in the Rome Statute.
And finally, it's a love story that's given love a new sound. In Austin, Texas, a woman was very happy when she found a vinyl record at a thrift store with one of her favorite jazz songs. But when she got home, the recording was not that of her favorite jazz song, but instead she heard a couple saying their vows in church, loud cheers and prayers. She soon realized she was listening to a recording of someone's wedding. The story gained media attraction, and the vinyl record found its way to the happy couple, who now live in a retirement village in California. The recording was of their wedding back in 1966. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus. Die eer die familie van 'n Soweto kind wat in 'n vermoedelike voedselvergiftigingsvoorval in Diepkloof gesterf het, sê hulle is woedend.
Oh my goodness, imagine how disappointing that must be.
What if you think it's your favorite song?
And then it's listening to someone's wedding again. It's like when someone shows you the pictures. I just want to see one, don't you?
Yeah.
The one nice one at the end.
Nice one. But thank goodness you don't get albums anymore.
Oh, you do. You do. You get a wedding book. You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually, the book is better than... I've got this. I've said this before. I have this inexplicable aversion to looking at pictures on someone else's phone.
Yes.
Like, just 100%. Even if you just send it to my phone, it's better.
Yeah.
But standing, I don't know why. Yeah. I've got a mental block against it.
Especially if they're holding the phone and paging for you.